The Philadelphia Orchestra is now in Vienna to perform two concerts in the historic Musikverein Concert Hall. The hall is beautiful, but not without its share of problems, especially for those tasked with transporting the orchestra's instruments. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports from Vienna.
In back of the Musikverein in Vienna, the Philadelphia Orchestra came rolling out the back of a truck. Here are the horns. That's the percussion section. And this is the famously rich and lush Philadelphia string section. This is a load-in, when the orchestra's stagehands hoist 121 cases filled with instruments into the hall and set up the stage for the musicians. Jim Sweeney has been a stagehand with the orchestra for 25 years. Before him, his father was a stagehand for 32 years. Many times he's been to this Musikverein, which was built in 1870.
When we first came here, they didn't have the elevator. They actually used to have guys like him, or bigger, that would use furniture straps, and they would carry all the instruments up three flights, up a marble staircase in the front of the hall.
The old Musikverein is a tight squeeze, and the orchestra's European agent, Konstantin Moritz, says the fabulous Philadelphians have to share its limited storage space with two other orchestras.
There's a hall that was built 150 years ago, and it was not built for an orchestra with an equipment like this. The second biggest challenge is that we have three orchestras at the same time here in this house. That means we have the Vienna Symphony now recording on stage. We have the Vienna Philharmonic rehearsing tomorrow, and we have the Philadelphia Orchestra coming in with their equipment.
Each trunk can hold eight violins, or two cellos, or one bass, and it can weigh as much as 70 pounds. But it's not their weight that makes the stagehands worry, it's the value. A trunk of vintage concert violins can be worth as much as $1 million. The orchestra musicians also keep their concert wardrobes in trunks, all their shoes and dresses and coattails, along with bows, strings, reeds, anything they might need. Moritz has to find a place to put those, too.
We have, I think, 30 wardrobe trunks, which are like 30 coffins, actually. They are so big and heavy.
The challenge does not stop there. The stage of the Musikverein in Vienna is unusually small, and it's obstructed by steps. Each musician has to sit on a chair that has shorter back legs so that the seat can be level when the chair straddles a step. But with the skill of a piano soloist, the stagehands can navigate the maze of basement storage and the steeplechase of a stage to set up an entire orchestra in less than an hour. During the performance, the crew gets a little breather. Jim Sweeney has been with the orchestra long enough that he knows the best bratwurst in Vienna comes from a sidewalk vendor about a block away.
It's a little cart stand just like you'd find in Philadelphia, but better. Better. They serve beer also, which is nice.
After the performance, Sweeney and crew will pack the instruments back into trunks, load them back onto a truck bound for Amsterdam, about 16 hours away, and then they get to do it all over again in a new city. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.